Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 1st of October. Well, October already, eh? This year's flying by. Nothing to look forward to. Can't book holidays. All crap, innit? Okay, we've got some football again today. Primera, a few games in Spain. Nothing for me. Tentative. Bit of value in goals at in the Atletico Bilbao game. If you wanted to back over 2.5, sort of 10 minutes in and drip it, but that's not a strong bit of advice. We got in the Carabao yesterday, we got 2 up. There's further 3 games tonight, I think, bringing that round to an end. Brentford home to Fulham. Way Fulham are playing, I think Brentford at 2.32 is a reasonable price. I think Brentford will nick that. Villa Stoke, can't see anything other than Villa. Villa certainly on a bit of an upsurge at the minute. And it'll be interesting to see what Ross Barkley is as a signing. Hasn't really fulfilled his potential yet, but has definitely got some talent. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on at Villa. But I'd have liked him over 1.7, but they're down to 1.66 now. But Villa there. And Liverpool, Arsenal. I think they're both probably going to play younger teams, so a game I will leave alone. I don't think it'll reflect the league game, probably a bit tighter. Arsenal, quite good record in this cup, may well nick that, but I wouldn't want to get involved at all. It really will be, I would imagine, two fairly youth teams playing there. I'd be surprised if it was any different with a couple of senior players may be involved, but not much. But yeah, Brentford, I like the look of Brentford. And as I say, if Villa start to drift out a bit, then I think Villa will become a backable price. But it is Carabao Cup. Just a couple of mentions. Avongate hasn't started yet. The bit hasn't been delivered. I've been really busy actually again this week, getting Excel bits and pieces sorted out. Again, it's just, I know I keep saying it, I'm not moaning, but it's just a relentless onslaught of football. There's just not a day without anything, and whether there's 3 games or 100 games, it's got to run the same stuff. But yeah, so Avongate, I'm not keen on the lack of faith in me here, from the old Twitterati, the lack of faith. This could be my new career, could do that on the side, go and fix ovens on the side. But yeah, no, nothing much to report. I think everybody's just getting, we're all a little bit bored at the minute, aren't we? As I say, nothing to look forward to. Everything is always seems to be bad news. But I'm hoping to get this weekend out the way, and next week I will have, as I say, some updates on podcasty bits and bits going forward into October. We are, of course, got a second international break looming down on us after that. I keep saying to people, you know, it will be the week after that, really, that, you know, you can settle down and the season's underway and you've got a number of fixtures, and certainly can see how these goals settle down in the Championship, Premier League, etc. I've read a couple of reports now that they are going to soften this handball approach. Be intriguing to see what happens this weekend. I think changing the, you know, just again, it's the integrity of the game for me. You do it for 2-3 weeks and then, oh, hang on a minute, we're not going to do it anymore. I just don't think it's fair on teams that have already had penalties against them. And that's not a Spurs thing. It's, as I said the other day, everybody, get it sorted out before the season starts. Decide what you're going to do and be consistent. That's all we want in officiating. This fannying around the games, I just can't bear it. Does my head in. Anyway, danger of losing it. Danger of losing it. Right, so, yeah, that's it. Yeah, nothing else from me for today. Obviously, we will have the football preview tomorrow. We've got NFL at the weekend. And then, as I say, I'm hoping next week to get a bit, a slightly different approach to the podcast, and I'll have details of that next week. Have a wonderful Thursday. It's pissing with rain here. I hope it's not too bad where you are. Enjoy the Carabao Cup if you're involved tonight, and I will be back with you all. As I say, it'll be tomorrow afternoon with the preview of this week's football. See if I can do a bit better than my Burnley-Southampton shout last week. Right, okay, I'll speak to you all tomorrow.